Episode 38, Rob, we're back.
Back.
And it's nice and sunny while we're recording this, which is exciting.
Mm.
The sun is beaming. Now it's going away, but it was sunny just for a second.
Yeah, okay.
All right, episode 38. Figured we'd go back to this interesting topic about print versus digital with the general conversation of, is print dead? Dun, dun, dun. Is print dead?
It's a question.
Are we done with print?
It's been around for a long time, and it just still kind of lingers. People were saying it was dead.
Well, that's kind of the
20 years ago.
I know, that's kind of the point. Aren't we still making? Isn't there a paper shortage out there in the world? I mean, if you talk to printers, they definitely say they spend half their day just trying to locate paper, right? So
yeah,
right off the bat, I'm going to argue and say, maybe not argue, but I'm going to say,
print supply chain killed supply chain killed
print. No, I'm going to say that print is definitely not dead. I mean, if anything, we're printing more and more and more, you know? Now, I would say that potentially the utilization of print has changed, right? We're not printing gigantic catalogs anymore. We're obviously not printing the phone book for crying out loud.
I still get that Uline catalog once a quarter.
I know. I feel like I get one on my desk every more than once a quarter, you know? So, there's still plenty, we don't think about it in terms of the old trusty dusties, like the yellow pages and things like that, right? But there still is a tremendous amount of print, and we still design a tremendous amount of print, you know, stuff.
And we're defining print, it seems obvious, but we're defining print as literally anything that's printed, meaning that can be an ad in a magazine, that could be a piece of sales collateral, that could be a cardboard standee for an in-store graphic.
Absolutely.
It could be a banner.
I mean, business cards.
Business cards.
I mean, we still do a lot of business cards, believe it or not. As tactical as that sounds, there's something very simple and people, you know, everybody's got iPhones, but you know, and now we got V cards and download your contact information bump to get this, you know, we're still printing business cards for clients.
Yeah. Now, me personally, I don't know that I've handed anyone a business card in, I don't know, how many years.
It's been a while.
It's been a few years.
Yeah.
Is that a doctors are the worst patients, or is that a
let me ask you this. Do you carry your own business card around with you?
Absolutely not.
Okay, because I still do.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. What is it? ABC or but AB whatever?
Always be closing. Always be closing.
Right.
Glenn Ross.
I always have a business card in my new thin, crazy little wallet thing that I've
got. Well, I think I was going to say, do you still carry a wallet?
I have a
money clip.
Yeah, you've got the money
clip. And you can't put a business card in a money clip.
No, absolutely not. No.
No.
But I've got one of these crazy new RFID goofy wallet thing, like the Ridgeline kind of thing that I can't stand, but I still use it anyway. You know, I don't know what, but I put at least one or two business cards in there because you never know. You know, you're out there. You never know who you might hand your business card to. So stranger things have happened.
Yeah. So, I think, I mean, along came the internet, along came the world of digital, which has opened up a lot. But I don't know that it's killed off print. It's certainly had an impact.
Yeah.
Certainly, on the whole, things are printed less, as you alluded to at the beginning. We don't get as many restoration hardware catalogs and all those types of things in the mail. But
Q Seinfeld somewhere.
Yeah. But I do think that, absolutely, there is every product you buy, generally speaking, has a tactile component to it, unless you're buying apps or digital products, right?
Absolutely.
But I mean, everything in the store that you go pick up is printed on something.
Yeah.
Packaging, exactly. Substrates, all the things.
Yeah.
What there is less of is, hey, I'm putting together an advertising campaign and it has a print ad component to it.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So certainly there's less and less of that.
Yeah.
And certainly you have, if you think about it from a sales collateral standpoint, fantastic are programs now, and we've got iPads and things we can carry around and digitize and show clients and things like that. But there absolutely is a need for a tactile leave behind in a meeting.
Agreed. Well, and we've got a client of ours, a medical client, that we do a tremendous volume of collateral for, right? Product catalogs, monographs, surgical technique guides. I mean, like, you name it. The bulk of stuff, right, for each product line, for the corporation itself is it's almost overwhelming to a certain extent, right? Now, I will admit that not every piece we design actually does get printed. A lot of it does right. stay as a PDF,
a digital
right?
PDF.
A digital component. You yep. go to the website, you can download it, or it's electronically transmitted out to the field. And, right. and you know, but I will say we still have to paginate everything in
as
case
if it, as if it were going to be printed.
Yeah, exactly. So we're still designing to print, even though we also have an eye on the fact that, hey, you're going to be flipping through this on an iPad, or we're going to send it to someone, and God knows how they're going to print that. You know, we're not even going to control the printing anymore. You
right.
know? So you do have to make sure that it's bulletproof in regards to pagination for printing.
So, yeah, I think so. I mean, yeah. and I think, you know, we can all appreciate. I mean, do you get the newspaper thrown in your driveway every morning? No, most people don't.
My neighbor does.
Your neighbor does.
Yeah, but she's like 80.
Yeah.
I mean, I love her to death, but she gets the newspaper every day.
Yeah. And so, I mean, definitely there's been an impact. But I think, you know, when we, interestingly enough, when we start, depending on the project, but if we start a project with a conceptual component to it, a lot of times when we do a first round presentation and we're presenting first ideas,
yeah.
The key visual, if you want to call it that, the key piece of creative to show the idea to the, or the concept to the client,
yeah.
we often draw it up as if it were a print piece.
Yeah. Now that you mention it. Yeah, for sure.
And we know that most likely it's never going to be in print, but yeah. we're so trained to do that, but we always show it in almost like an 8.5 by 11
yeah.
sort of format.
Yeah, no, that's a very good point.
Maybe that's just habit. Maybe that's, I don't know. But yeah. I mean, I still read magazines. I mean, I get Vanity Fair and other yeah. magazines. I still love a good magazine. I love a well executed print ad.
Yeah, for sure.
It makes me happy.
Yeah. Well, we just had Carrie on last episode, and we were talking about a print campaign that we did, and we literally just looked at the trade mags and how it all came together. Yep. And it looks awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I mean, there definitely is still a place in the world for the time. I mean, I hope that print never goes away. You know, like,
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Well, and you're a big comic book guy. So, yeah, I mean, for you sure. love the good. Oh, yeah. Everybody likes that tactile yeah, experience.
For sure.
But I think also, too, and what was I going to say?
I don't know.
I do. I remember. I think part of what may have happened to print or may be happening to print as we go deeper into the digital
yeah.
space from an advertising standpoint is that. Is just ROI and data,
yeah.
right? So when you put a campaign out in the world, it used to be, I mean, if you look back at the Mad Men days and all that kind of good stuff, it was, all right, we're putting billboards up and yeah. we're sending newspaper ads out and we're yeah. running spots on TV and we're yeah. putting it in magazines. And that For was sure. your media plan. There's radio ads too,
yeah.
probably.
Yeah.
That was your media plan. Well, the data on that, you kind of put it out there and just hope it works and hope yeah. it resonates, yeah. right?
Well, I mean, if you really want to go Mad Men, you know, it's like you only got three television
networks. You got the three bigs and yeah, there you go.
You've only got so many magazines.
Yeah.
Actually, you probably had more magazines,
right.
you know, now that I think about it, right? And then, yeah, you had your local newspapers.
Yeah,
and
you're
that was it.
You're spending tens of millions of dollars, big clients, yeah. on this stuff that you can't really track.
Yeah, exactly.
And so this, so now it's, oh, well, now you can, I mean, I can target by geography, I can yeah. target by however I want, and
yeah.
I can change my ad on the fly. So exactly. from a budget standpoint and just from a sheer tactical targeting yeah. standpoint, it makes sense that people are going to shift their dollars towards digital.
Totally. Now, neither one of us has mentioned direct mail yet, interestingly enough.
We do less and less direct mail. I show less and less direct mail in my own mailbox. Like I don't get as much direct mail.
Only around like political Holidays. Election season yeah. stuff. We yeah. all get inundated with postcards, I think.
Yeah. No, you're right. Political season. We
yeah.
do.
And you know, but yeah, I do tend to agree with you. I think we get a fair amount here at the office, randomly enough, but at home I probably do get yeah. less random catalogs and less postcards and things like that.
So. I'm still a fan of direct mail, yeah, but I'm more a fan of the kit that you send out,
yeah.
the sort of dimensional mailer,
yeah.
More so than just a postcard.
Yeah,
whatever.
And we've had great success with clients with the old school dimensional
yeah,
mail,
yeah.
you know, especially manufacturing clients,
mm-hmm.
right? Where it's, you know, if you get a little box in the mail, you're going to open the box.
Of course.
There's no doubt about it whatsoever,
right?
Right? So, and you can track cost and you can track, I mean, it depends on what your mailing list, of course, but you can do a little bit more ROI tracking, I think, potentially with a well-executed direct mail campaign.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't, I, you know, I think, you know, we don't print emails anymore, right? I mean, remember, you know, so I mean, talking, if we go back to the original topic of is print dead, you know, I think we have transitioned kind of what is being printed, but I still think there is a tremendous volume of print that is available. Yeah. And I think that, you know, we haven't really touched on it, and I don't think this is the topic for it, but designing for print versus designing for digital are two totally different things.
Yeah.
You know, and there are mechanical necessities for both. I mean, even the color system is different. The way things are printed with color versus the way that digital is displayed on our big, beautiful laptop monitors or, you know, television screens at home and things like that. It's a totally different system.
Right. You
know?
And then you think about just going back, I was just thinking about direct mail for a minute. The idea that, like, from a cost standpoint for clients, it's, okay, I need to pay to have the piece created, developed. Yeah, so I got to pay for those services.
Yeah.
Then I have to pay to have it printed.
Yeah.
Then I have to slap postage on it.
Well, I was about to say the big cost here is almost always postage.
And slap
now.
The postage on it. And if you mail it first class, you know, that then it's up even more. Yeah. So, I mean, there is a cost component to that where, of course, it makes sense to not do print under those circumstances, depending.
Yeah. The postage has kind of become a killer, I think, for especially for dimensional.
Right.
Things. So, you know, love the USPS though.
When's the last time you went on a press check?
Oh man. It's been a hot minute, man.
Right.
I mean, it has been a hot, hot minute. I mean, I would venture to say it's probably been at least 10 years.
Yeah.
At least 10 years. Right.
Yeah.
I do think that, this is going to sound, I don't want to sound negative, but I do think that, there is more of an acceptance of poor print quality now with digital printing. Once we really transitioned from offset printing to digital printing, and once we started getting like color printers at home and stuff, it kind of became acceptable to like, oh, our brand color orange is kind of a little bit different here and a little bit different there.
Yeah.
And I know we've talked about color systems in the past and how important brand building is, you know?
Yeah.
But I think, you know, early in our career, at least, I mean, it was mission critical information. Like, you know, CNN red had to be CNN red, you know, and Coca-Cola red had to be Coca-Cola, you know, and never shall the two mix, that type of thing. Right. And I mean, I remember doing press checks at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, things like that. Right. Signing off all that, you know, cause printing, I mean, traditional offset printing is definitely still an art form and still a craft. It's not a science.
Well, I'm looking at your shirt that you're wearing.
Yeah.
Hatch Show Print, right?
Yeah. Hatch Show Print.
And shout out to Hatch Show Print. They've been around forever in Nashville and they do great. They do all kinds of cool old school screen printing and everything else.
Yeah. Letterpress stuff. It's awesome.
But there's that's a whole another component to printing is there is an art form to true printing.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And if you think about, you know, I think about like concert posters. Like concert posters is big business.
Yeah, for sure.
And they're all extremely high quality.
Yeah.
Both in design and in the actual printing of them.
Yeah.
And the paper is the key component.
Totally.
I mean, there's absolutely an art form to
and big
that.
Bands. I want to say like the Pearl Jams, the World things. They'll do a different limited edition like poster
for every show
for each show.
Yeah,
which is cool.
Yeah,
and maybe different artists, different all sorts of things. Right?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. There's a guy in town, Brian Steely. Shout out to him. He does some really Steely Works, I think it is. If you care to go look it up, he does some really cool band poster work.
Well, I'm thinking of the Methane Studio guys too.
Methane Studios, DKNG. They do really cool stuff too.
Totally.
But I mean, I have them all over my house.
Yeah.
All these concert posters and things.
Well, it's amazing artwork.
It's amazing artwork.
Yeah.
And it's a craft. I mean, it is truly a craft
to
be able to do that.
Yeah.
And you can go up to Hatch and have you done the, I assume you've done the tour and the whole
now,
thing.
Now, they did move. I forget the name of the street they were on. I don't think they were on Broadway. I think they're on, because there's Printer's Alley in Nashville, right? They did move into the, I'm going to totally screw this up. So I believe it's like the Nashville Convention Center or something, but they did replicate the existing store that was there for like 100-some-odd years or whatever, and basically moved it into like the travel and tourism sort of a building or whatever. And they have a permanent home there because Nashville, as we all know, has been growing and growing and growing just developmental wise. Right.
Right.
But yeah, you can go there, you can buy all their old classic, you know, prints and things like that from, you know, classic honky tonk shows and things. Right. But then they also, at one point, I know you could like print your own stuff, you know, or you could take a class and do like,
the old, like
learn how to do all the old school stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, I did that in many, many moons ago. I went to, Germany, and this is a weird little printing side note, but Mainz, Germany. They have the Gutenberg Museum, and it's one of the three remaining Gutenberg Bibles. That's available. That's still left in the world, right? Gutenberg, obviously famous for creating movable type, right? And I basically spent an entire day at the Gutenberg Museum. It was totally awesome. And you can take a class there, and you can learn. You can print basically a page of the Gutenberg Bible, like a replica, of course. You know what I mean? They only let you do so much, right? But, you know, move all the leaded type and do all the different things and pat it all down with ink and whatever and run it through none of his existing printers actually still exist. I mean, all of those have been destroyed or whatever. But they manufactured basically the machine he created and everything for movable type, which basically created the printing industry, of course.
Right.
And you could print a page, a replica page of the Bible. It was incredible. It was a totally awesome experience.
That's cool.
So yeah, it was super, super, super cool. I mean, for graphic design dorks, it's like totally awesome.
I think, you know, kind of in summary, the answer to the question is print dead? No. I'm happy to say.
Yeah.
I'm happy to say it's not dead.
Yeah, agreed.
And
agreed.
I think that...
like everything, it's just been shifting.
It's been shifting and evolving, and I hope it never dies.
Yeah,
And
agreed.
I don't think it will. There'll always be a need for quality printing.
Do you read books on your iPad or do you read books traditionally?
No, I don't know that I've ever read a book on a Kindle or my
really?
iPad. No.
Fascinating.
I've got shelves full of books. I have to hold it and touch it.
Okay, when you travel, when you go on vacation, mm-hmm.
do you take a book?
You bring the book with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
I do prefer reading a book. However, I have gotten used to reading books on an iPad.
I just like the feel of a good book. I don't know. I don't
disagree with you. I just have transitioned
I like putting a bookmark at the end of the, you know, at the end of the day when I'm falling asleep.
For sure, I like putting
the bookmark.
You don't dog ear the corner
down.
Or is that sacrilege?
Depends on the book.
Okay.
Depends on the book. No, I'm not afraid to dog ear.
Okay.
It just depends on the book.
Agreed.
I think.
All right. Okay. Well, I think we're both in agreement that, you know, and I'm happy it's not dead. I love print.
Me too.
So
I do as well.
Even though I just said it, I don't go on press checks anymore. I still love a good old
printed, the printed page. Long live print, everybody.
All right. Well, I think that wraps it up for today.
I will tell you where you can find us because I know you're about to ask me that.
Yes. Where can the people find us?
You can find us on the non-printed interwebs at mocktheagency.com. Also the non-printed social networks there as well at Mock the Agency. And shoot us some ideas, thoughts, comments, concerns. Happy to... Or if you have ideas for shows, or if you want to be a guest on the show.
Whoa.
Now we're
opening it up
there.
To guests.
If you're a printer and you want to be a guest on the show.
Yeah, well, we know who we're thinking about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, everybody. We'll catch you next time.
All right, thanks.
Mock the podcast.